thought you were right behind me.
Yeah, well, it's not easy to follow you when I'm weak from hunger. Why couldn't we have had dinner before coming on this fool's errand?
Oh, Alex, is that any way to talk? At this very moment, your best friend is huddled in his room, alone, hungry, and racked with pain.
Yeah, at this very moment, I'm suffering more from hunger than Beau is from a slipped disc.
Honey, wait. We forgot the sauce.
You forgot what?
The hollandaise sauce for the broccoli. Honey, would you go back down to the car and get it? I left it in the back seat.
Imagine Bo having to eat his broccoli without hollandaise sauce. My heart bleeds for it.
Don't tell me how you slipped your disc. I know all about it.
Honey, I give you my word. I got it on the golf course.
But not playing golf. You got it carrying that redhead back to the club. I checked.
She fainted. Look, I'm a doctor. When a human being needs assistance, I don't care what color hair she has.
Not as long as she's young and beautiful. Just to even things up, I suppose she brought you your lunch?
You're going to be awfully ashamed of yourself when I tell you who brought me that. It was my mother.
Your mother?
When Mother heard of my misfortune, she made a flying visit from Toledo.
Yeah? Well, where is she now?
Oh, she left this afternoon. She's probably boarding a plane right now. I wish you could have met Mom.
Oh, honey. Oh, I'm sorry I doubted you. Your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I brought you a chopped liver on pumpernickel.
Chopped liver? Connie, I forgive everything you said.
Is it?
Your dear old mother missed her plane. Shouldn't we call your friend and explain that this is just an errand of mercy?
Oh, no, indeed. Anybody who'd bring me a chopped liver on pumpernickel when my soul cries out for sauerbraten doesn't deserve any explanation. Broccoli, too.
You're with hollandaise sauce. I hope you're grateful.
You hope I'm grateful. What have you ever done to deserve an angel like Donna?
Oh, you just say that because you're hungry.
Yeah, you're so right. Oh, get rid of that for me, huh?
Chopped liver, I'll get rid of it. Have you got any horseradish?
Horseradish?
Oh, he's an epicure.
Oh, yeah, it's out in the refrigerator, next to the olives and the onions. Cornbread, too.
Mm-hmm. My chopped liver, I believe? Go ahead, mother. Spoil your darling boy.
A nice friend you've got.
Connie? Oh, she's a little excitable, but I don't mind. You're used to perfection. If my back was up to it, I'd kiss the hem of your dress. Fabulous vittles, Donna.
Well, anyone with an ounce of charity would have done the same. How's everything?
Oh, for heaven's sake, will you stop babying him? Hey, tell me, how did you do a stupid thing like wrenching your back?
Oh, well, I was on the fairway with a 6-iron to the green. When, you know the hole, don't you?
Mm.
When I spotted this redhead in the sand trap. Well, she was looking at me and breathing heavily, you know. Well, first I thought it was my fatal charm. Then I noticed that she was beginning to weave. Well, I jumped in and grabbed her just before she keeled over. Well, you know how tough it is to carry a redhead from the sand trap clear into the clubhouse and then into the bar.
Mm.
Well, we had a small bottle of champagne, and she started to feel much better. Only thing is, look where I ended up.
Well, I prescribe rest and quiet for a few days, and above all, don't lift any redheads. Oh, Donna, can we go now?
Alex, I really ought to stay and clean up this apartment. It's a mess.
Mm. You've done enough. Take Alex home and feed him, and bless you both.
Will you be all right?
Oh, I'll manage. Just leave it to old Bo. Oh, would you turn the hi-fi on, please?
I'll get it.
You poor thing. Are you sure you won't need anything else?
Alex already staked out his claim on what I need. Are there any more at home like you, Donna?
Well, Bo, call us if you need anything.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Alex, it's heartbreaking. What that man needs in his life is a woman. And I don't mean the chopped liver on pumpernickel type either.
Oh, sure. You mean the sauerbraten and dumplings type, I know. Donna, why all this rush of concern for Bo? In a few days, his back will be as good as new.
Honey, I'm not talking about his physical condition. Bo has a higher need.
Oh, sure, Jeff, maybe this will hold you.
I don't want an apple. I want dinner.
Well, Mother and Daddy just got home, so relax. Now, is it my move?
Yes.
Alex, did you see that look in his eye when we left? It was like a deserted basset hound.
Oh, so you caught him in a maudlin moment. Most of the time, he's laughing it up.
But, Alex, can't you hear the hollow ring to his laughter? He's lonely because the one thing every man needs most he hasn't got.
Now, just a minute.
When a man's hungry, you feed him. When he's lonely, you have...
Ah, now the real truth is coming out. You're determined to see that the... You're absolutely determined to see that the party of the first part gets involved matrimonially with the party of the second part. Aren't you?
Who are they talking about, Uncle Bo?
Well, it has to be. They just came back from feeding him. You know, Mother's right. Uncle Bo should be married.
Well, I suppose everybody has to go sometime.
Well, you're wasting your concern on one of the happiest men I've ever seen.
Alex, do you really think he's happy with girls like that Connie? Well, every time you see him, he's with a different girl.
That's what I said. He's one of the happiest men I've ever seen.
Very funny. But if you'll just stop to say, you'll notice that these kind of people...
Why's Mom picking on Bo?
Well, she's not picking on him, Jeff. It's for his own welfare.
Yeah, that's what the spiders keep telling the flies. Come on, it's your move.
All right. I won't say another word. But just tell me one thing. What's wrong with Stella Mitchell?
For the party of the first part, She's as wrong as a $9 bill. Now, look, honey, let's not meddle,
Alex, I'm not meddling. Everybody who gets married has to be introduced by somebody first. Now, just where would we be if Dr. Matthews hadn't introduced us?
I'll tell you where we'd be.
Come to think of it, where would we be?
Your move. You know who would be just perfect for Uncle Bo? Seal Pennington.
Are you kidding? She must be close to 30. Besides, she's got a guy in a string, remember?
Oh, that shows how much you know about it. She broke up with him.
Well, how do you know so much?
Well, Lorna McNish's mother just happened to be in the Del Mar Beauty Parlor when Mrs. Vogelsang was telling another lady how when she was in Seal's bookstore, the telephone rang, and it was Herbie Armbruster, Seal's boyfriend.
All right, I'm sorry I asked.
And Seal and Herbie had a terrible fight over the phone, and Seal told Herbie she never wanted to see him again. So there. Seal would be just perfect for Uncle Bo.
Wait. Do you know who would be just perfect? Seal Pennington. Oh, she's a lovely girl. She's well-read, a good dancer, a marvelous cook, and she loves to play golf.
Honey, I agree, but you mind my pointing out one thing? Isn't she running around with Herbie Armbruster? Oh,
well, she isn't. I heard a rumor they broke up. You see, Ellen McNish went to Delmer's Beauty Parlor, and she...
Oh, honey, you hear a wild rumor, and immediately you start an international conspiracy.
Alex, is it an international conspiracy to invite two nice people to dinner, just as a simple little dinner party where you can introduce the party of the first part to the party of the second part?
Mother, I think you're absolutely right. Seal Pennington would be just perfect for Uncle Bo.
Miss, do you have a child's sunken garden of verse?
Oh, Donna! Hi, it's been ages.
Hasn't it? How's Herbie?
Herbie could be on his way to the moon in a rocket, for all I know. And I couldn't care less.
Don't tell me you've broken up with him.
Well, I just told him in unmistakable terms to get lost and stay lost. You know, I really should hate you, Donna.
Me? Why?
Well, tomorrow it will be exactly 2 years, 3 months, and 13 days since you had that barbecue at your house, remember?
Barbecue? Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. With my luck, I had to meet Herbie there.
But still, there were at least 30 other people there.
Oh, well, I don't hate you. In fact, I've never been so happy in my life. When I think of the years that I... Oh, look, let's not discuss it any further.
All right, anything you say. Have you read any good books lately?
Oh, listen, Donna, here is a book you have simply got to read.
Yes?
It's all about a woman who... When I think of the years that I wasted on that man... And for what? I mean, any time I would just bring up the subject of marriage, just conversationally, mind you, Herbie would turn deathly pale and develop a splitting headache. Oh, look, do me a favor. Let's forget the whole dreary subject.
All right.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Barley. Excuse me, Donna.
Go ahead, dear.
Mrs. Barley, there's a new book that you'll simply adore. It has the final last scene where Lady Broadhurst is returning from the funeral of the man that she's poisoned, and she finds out that her lover has gone down with all hands in a ship. So she writes a farewell note and she cries to the highest power in the castle.
Dr. Bert Bolin, please. Hi, Bo. This is Donna. How are you? How's your back? Oh, wonderful. Well, then why don't you come to dinner tomorrow night and we can all celebrate? Fine. I'll see you about 7 o'clock. Bye.
Well, where were we?
We had just decided not to discuss a certain dreary subject.
Oh, yes.
Theo, why don't you come for dinner tomorrow night?
Oh, thanks, Donna, but I don't know. I just don't feel very much like going out and seeing people.
Well, I understand. Revisiting the scene of happier memories would be painful, wouldn't it?
Oh, look, if you think I'm still yearning for Herbie Armbruster, you couldn't be more wrong. I don't care if I ever see Herbie or any other man again, as long as I live. I'll come.
Steele. Oh, and honey, don't close the door on the entire opposite sex. You know, you can never tell what tomorrow may bring. Bye.
Bye.
Holy cow, you think we're going to have royalty to dinner?
Well, the mother's just creating a little atmosphere, and we're going to give her all the help we can.
You know, maybe I shouldn't put these here. Maybe I should just strew the petals around the table, huh?
Go and change your clothes, and do you remember everything I told you?
When the guests arrive, we join them for 5 minutes of polite conversation, and then we disappear.
Go on.
And the love seat is reserved for Bo and Seal. What happens if they want to sit somewhere else?
How can they if all the other seats happen to be taken?
Tricky.
Go on.
Hi,
Doug. Hi, dear.
Well, just a simple little dinner, Where's the boar's head with the apple in his mouth?
Dear, when you have guests, it's customary to go to a little extra trouble.
I thought champagne was served after the wedding.
Bring the tray, dear, please.
Very homey. Do with a touch of incense, though, don't you think? How did the love seat get there?
Jeff helped me. All right, so I went to a lot of extra trouble. But Bo is our best friend. Seal is a charming girl. All I'm thinking about is their happiness.
You got the marriage license handy?
Howdy, take me to your larder.
Come on.
I haven't had a bite to eat all day.
Good.
Looking forward to a tasty home cooked. Hey, why all the festive trappings? Roses, candlelight?
Our only thought is your happiness.
You mean all this to celebrate my recovery? Donna, you're a pearl beyond price. Seriously, I don't know why she married you. She's so wonderful, she deserves me.
Oh, don't worry, you'll get what's coming to you.
Excuse me.
Me too.
Hi.
Hi, Seal.
Oh, it's cold. Oh, hi, Doc. Thank you very much.
What a pretty dress.
Oh, thank you. Glad you like it.
Seal, this is Dr. Bert Bolin. Bo, this is Seal Pennington.
How do you do?
And you both know Mary,
of course.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Well, let's all sit down. Dinner will be ready in a moment. Seal is in charge of our lending library.
Oh. Well, I've always wanted to have a chat with a librarian. Most of them just say shh to me.
Well, I promise I won't. This is my night off.
Hi, Uncle Bo. Hi, Miss Pennington.
Hello, Jeff. Well.
Great deal of weather we've been having lately, wouldn't you say?
Yes, they certainly do.
A little chillier than yesterday, but they say tomorrow will be even chillier. Unless the weather changes, and I don't think we can count on that.
No. Chopped liver?
I love chopped liver.
Oh, after you.
Oh, thank you. Beau is one of our leading obstetricians.
Is that right? That must be very interesting work.
Oh, I'm just a glorified delivery boy, that's all. Did you know that a colt's eyes are the same size at birth as when fully grown?
Really? Oh, that's fascinating.
Tell us more.
That's all I know about it. I just happened to read about that in a filler.
Oh, what's a filler, Uncle Beau?
You know, one of those items they use in newspapers to fill out columns with. Like, for instance, it is estimated there is more than $10 billion worth of sunken treasure undiscovered at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
How extraordinary.
That settles it. I'd like a skin diver's outfit for Christmas.
Daddy.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I have some homework to do. Have some more?
No.
Well, me too. I hate to tear myself away, though, because it's really been an experience.
Oh, excuse me, I just happened to think of something I have to take care of.
Me too.
Ready to...
Excuse me.
It's all right.
Of course, you realize why we've been invited here.
Oh, yes, we're being exposed to each other, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Full treatment. The only thing lacking is romantic music in the background.
Soft music, candlelight, and two of the most embarrassed people I've ever seen.
Alex, I don't understand it. They're just perfect for each other.
Now, darling, you're not mixing chemicals in a test tube. You're trying to control the reactions of a couple of grown-up human beings, and it can't be done.
I'll say this much for Donna. She makes darn good chopped liver. Are you embarrassed by all this, Seal?
Oh, no. If anything, I'm touched. She went to so much trouble for us.
Say, I just had a thought. Suppose you and I... Anna.
What?
No, nothing. Forget it.
No, go ahead. Tell me.
Well, Donna's going to be terribly disappointed when she comes back in here and finds that we're not, you know, romantically involved.
I suppose so.
Well, why disappoint her?
Well, what exactly do you have in mind?
Oh, I'm perishing from hunger. Donna, let's go in and get Seal and Beau off the hook and have dinner.
Oh, Alex, let's leave them for just 5 more minutes. 2 more minutes. 1 more minute. All right, but if the human race ever becomes extinct, it's because of people like you.
I'll worry about that after dinner. Right now, I want to rescue those two before they die of mutual boredom. I don't understand it. 5 minutes ago, there were like two cakes of ice.
Can't you see? It's just a matter of simple chemistry. Bo, it's... I'll get it.
What was that?
Who cares?
Well, Herbie Armbruster, it certainly is exciting to see you again.
Excuse me for barging in on you like this, but I've just got to talk to you.
Oh?
Well, what are we doing out here?
Well, it was such a nice evening, I thought... Well, why don't we talk out here? Have a chair.
Donna, you know I owe you an awful lot.
You do?
Well, after all, it was at your house that Cecile and I first met. Oh. Remember?
At the barbecue.
That's why I thought you might... Look, I know you won't believe it, but Cecile and I have had a fight.
Oh, I believe it if you say so.
Sometimes I just don't understand Cecile. Over 2 years, we've been the best of friends. All of a sudden, she flares up. You're shivering. Why don't we go inside?
Oh, no, no. I love a nippy like this.
Well, and here, then. Take my jacket.
No, no. It's perfectly all right.
I insist.
All right, really. Well, thank you very much.
Where was I? Oh, yes. What I'm getting at is this. If you could get Cecile over here under some pretext, then I could just happen to drop by. You get the idea?
Yes, well, I'll think about it, and I'll let you know.
Donna, what about dinner?
Oh, dear, you know Herbie.
Oh, hi, Herbie.
He came by for chat and was just leaving.
Yeah, glad to see you again, Doctor. Good to see you again, Herbie.
I was just telling Donna.
Oh, good night, Herbie. I'll call you tomorrow.
Good evening.
Herbie!
What are you doing with this parlor, Casanova?
Some people's memories are so short they forget they were distinctly told to get lost.
What's the matter, friend? Something worrying you?
Me? I've been sick. Back trouble.
Speak right up to him, Bo. Don't let him buffalo you.
No?
The American buffalo, according to the latest wildlife survey, has increased in numbers.
Never mind, Dad. Just keep your paws off the woman I'm going to marry.
Look, I assure you, my intentions...
Herbie, do you mean that?
Now, look here, Herbie. Dr. Bowen was invited here as our guest, and
so
I don't think...
So, you're the one that's responsible.
I'm just the one who invited Bowen Seal.
Why, are you?
And Herbie, don't jump to conclusions.
Herbie, will you listen to me?
What right do you have to meddle in other people's affairs?
Thanks.
He has a point, dear.
Herbie, did you mean what you said?
What'd I say?
That I was the woman you were going to marry. Did you mean it?
I'm putting it in the form of an ultimatum. Either you quit this shilly-shallying around and marry me right now, or it's all off between us.
Herbie, do you have a splitting headache?
I feel fine.
You don't even look pale.
Quit stalling. Yes or no?
Oh, yes. Yes, Herbie, yes, yes.
There, you see? Everything turned out beautifully after all.
You're going to take credit for that?
Well, I admit there was a slight change in personnel, but it's the end result that counts. And maybe that'll inspire Bo to find himself a nice girl.
Connie, have Bo here. Honey, stand by to be picked up in exactly 12 minutes. It'll just be you and me and... the wind and the stars in our hair. Oh, and honey, while you're waiting, whip up a sandwich for me, huh? Chopped liver and pumpernickel?
Bo, really?
Don't think it hasn't been grand.
Now, Bo, listen to me.
I hate to tear away.
Well, Bo, why are you leaving?
Oh, well, four's company and five's a crowd. Oh, thanks for everything. I'll never forget it.
Oh, Bo, wait.
Happy wedding bells.
Oh, people just don't know the meaning of the word gratitude.
Now, darling, don't feel hurt just because Bo walked out on your dinner party.
Who's hurt? Bo chooses to give up roast squab with us to go have chopped liver with Connie.
Connie, what does he see in a girl like that?
Now, honey, your brilliant strategy got Seal and Herbie back together again. Let's leave it at that, hmm?
Oh, I admit, Seal was all wrong for Bo.
Well, glad to hear you say that.
They had practically nothing in common.
Alex. Dorothy Delmar. The girl that runs the beauty shop. Oh, how didn't I think of that before?
Oh, God.
She's pretty. She loves to dance, well-read. She's mad about playing golf.
Donna.
Hello, Dorothy.
Wrong number.
Awkward, Bo.